Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you here today. We are working through a 11-week series. We are on week 9 this week, and we have been making our way through Psalm 91. So if you are just joining us and want to go and check out the rest of the meditations on Psalm 91, you can check it out on iTunes or Google Play, and you'd be looking for episode number 179. It's called Hidden in God's Strength, and that's the beginning of where we started meditating on Psalm 91. You can learn more about Cultivate Connection at cultivateconnection.ca. There you can join us on Facebook, Instagram, and also check out our blog. So wherever you are today, I just encourage you to begin to settle in. Give yourself permission to take these next 30 minutes to just slow down and connect with the Lord. Just taking a moment, trying to find yourself in a undistracted space for the next 30 minutes. So wherever you are in your day, beginning, middle, end, whatever's been happening in your day or what is next to come, can you just let yourself be here? Begin to focus on the breath. Come just as you are. The best way to come and connect with the Lord is to simply come just as you are. Not trying to role play or be something else, but just to come to be the one who loves you. Beginning to notice the inhale and the exhale here. Beginning to engage with your breath just a little bit. However you're connected, if it's standing, seated, laying down, whatever you're connected to the earth, just notice that connection at this point. Feeling that connection to the body. Maybe lengthening out the breath, allowing it to naturally slow. Finding a little bit more room in the inhale. Noticing where you feel the body moving as you breathe, as you engage. Maybe you begin to invite that breath into some deeper spaces. Is there room for a little bit more expansion today? As you continue to just engage with the breath and allow it to slow and lengthen, finding a rhythm here. Open us in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to enter and engage with your presence. Thank you for the breath of life you give us into our lungs, our bodies, into our spirits and our souls. That you are the one who nurtures us. Lord, I pray today that we would find nourishment in our bodies as we meditate upon your word and dwell in your presence. That we would be able to breathe in nourishment for our souls, for our hearts and our minds. And God, we would find nourishment today for our spirit, that you would connect our spirit to you, Holy Spirit. Will you lead and guide this practice of meditation today, God? Will you be present with us, Lord? Will you breathe on the words of life and cause them to come alive in us? God, I pray for each one listening and meditating today, Lord, that you would touch them, touch their hearts, touch their minds and their bodies, God, causing them to come just a little bit more alive, to discover who you've created them to be. Lord, I ask today that you would come and tear down ungodly beliefs that we've built in our lives. And Lord, you would come and replace them with your truth, the truth of your word, the truth of who you are, that you would empower us by your spirit and by your word. Maybe you invite in a few just really nice deep breaths. Maybe even finding an open mouth exhale, sighing it out, releasing. Finding that place of exchange, that drawing in, receiving, and that exhaling, releasing. What is it today that the Lord wants to nourish you with? And what is it today that perhaps you need to release to make more room for what God has for you? Let's take a moment just to check in and to see if we notice if there's any release, if there's anything that we can release. So let's start today just with the mind and our thoughts. Are there any thoughts that have been swirling in your mind, then popping in and out? Anything that you would like to release to the Lord today? Just to make a little more room and space. Simply asking, Holy Spirit, are there any thoughts that I need to release to you today? And if he shows you something, maybe you simply connect that to an exhale and offer that to the Lord. Release that to him. Maybe you have an audible sigh, or maybe just an exhale breath through the nose. Whatever feels right for you to release that to the Lord. Sometimes a physical action can help us in spiritual things. And then let's take a moment just to check in with the heart. Are there any feelings or emotions today that maybe need to be released? Once again, just not being in a rush, but just checking in. What do you notice? What sort of emotions have you been experiencing in this last day or two. What sort of emotions are you feeling in this space? And is there anything that you would like to release, or that Holy Spirit's asking you to release to Him? Just taking that release here, finding that exhale. The breath anytime during this meditation to help you ground, to help you come back to the present moment. And if at any point in our times as you're asking or listening, if you just don't hear anything, it's perfectly fine. We're not trying to make this something it's not. We're just giving room and space to encounter the Lord. So if you feel any pressure to try to strive or make something happen in this space, maybe you just release that. If you come and find your breath and slow down and be still in the presence of the Lord, it's enough. Taking a moment here to scan the body. Just seeing, is there anything you need to release in the body? Asking the Holy Spirit. Taking a moment to notice, what do you feel? What are you experiencing in your body? Is there a certain way you feel you need to move to find some release? Maybe drawing the shoulders up by the ears and allowing them to relax down on an exhale. Remembering you can find movement in these spaces as well as you listen to the body. Tune in. And so just turning the attention right back to the breath for a few more breaths. Remembering that the breath is that beautiful connection point, that we don't just use it as we meditate, but we want to make that connection with the Lord and with the breath and with peace and calm in this space as a practice, so that when we're out in our day, when circumstances rise up, when the unexpected happens, when the storms start closing in, we can find that breath and that connection, and we can breathe. We can connect with the Lord, and we can know that the Spirit of God is right there, just as close as our breath. So we practice here that connection with the presence and with the breath in an undistracted place, so that when we're out and these things come, that we can stand on that practice. We can find that connection in those spaces, and we can remember the Word of God that we've been meditating on, and we can be empowered in our lives. My prayer for each one of us is that this practice that you do will spill over into every area of your life. That this connection with the Lord, the hearing of His voice, the encountering of His truth through the Word, it would flow out into your workplaces, into when you're parenting, into every circumstance and situation. So today, we're going to take verse 14, just one verse from Psalm 91, reading from the Passion Translation. We're just going to take our time and chew on it. I'm going to read it at least three times, so you'll have space in between just to be with the Lord in this scripture. Notice what he's showing you or highlighting to you. Notice what piques your interest. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. Coming back to those same words a second time, asking the Lord to simply unpack this a little more. What's he drawing you into? For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. coming back once again. Maybe this time, asking the Lord just to show you. Maybe he gives you an image or a feeling or a sense. Notice what's going on in your mind, your thoughts. Notice what's going on in your heart, your emotions, and in your body as well. As I read this a third time. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. What stirs in you or what comes up for you in this idea of delighting in the Lord? Delighting in the Lord as a great lover. What do you notice as we sit with these words? Is it something you want to lean into or push away from? Just noticing. What does it mean to you to delight? Is there a time in your life where you can remember delighting in the Lord? Maybe you ask Holy Spirit just to take you through your past history, your personal history, asking the Lord to show you, are there times in my life where I delighted in you, where I knew the delight of the Lord? Maybe there's high points, a high point in your life that God is taking you back to. And if he is, what does it feel like, that delight? What sort of emotions do you notice? How would you describe that space with the Lord? Or that time in your life? What sort of feelings are you feeling in that, this delight of the Lord? maybe today there's this opportunity to move into this promise the Lord has given that He will greatly protect you. Setting you on high in a safe place. He sets you safe and secure before His face. Idea of being safe and secure, set in a high place, secure before His face. How does that resonate with you? Take a moment to check in with your heart, your thoughts, your body. What do you notice? What's God trying to say to you through your whole being? And is there something that you want to invite Him into today? Somewhere where you need Him to come closer today, where you need to know what it's like to delight in the Lord, where you need to know He is greatly protecting you. God, I pray today for each one listening, that You would open up a space for them to find delight in You. That, Lord, they would find a space in Your presence that is full of delight, of joy. That, God, You would take us deeper into understanding and encountering You as lover, as protector. God, I'm asking for those who need to be removed out of a certain place, God, where things are closing in on them, Lord, where Your protection surround them and lift them out of the emotions or the mindsets or the things that are coming against them, God. And will You sit them in a safe place before Your face, God? Let them hear Your voice today. Let them know what You say about them today. Let them know what You say about their circumstances today. God, will You protect our hearts against the lies that try to come in? Will You protect our minds against the thoughts that try to derail us, Lord? And will You draw us into that deep, intimate space as knowing You as the lover of our souls and the one who greatly delights in us,